Welcome to Citizens Climate University this evening. We are going to talk about developing your chapter's action plan. And how we're going to do that tonight is through none other than Todd Elvins. CCL's action coordinator is going to walk through that in a little bit, a little background on Todd. Todd has spent the last 10 years working with teams with the ocean, earth, and space scientists at the University of California in San Diego Supercomputer Center. He now has joined the staff where his role includes propelling action planning and communications, as well as engagement among volunteers and volunteer leadership. We're honored to have you on the call tonight, Todd. I know that you've been kind of the person behind really developing this plan. The goals for tonight's lesson are threefold. We're hoping that everyone on the line after attending tonight's webinar will be able to understand the support that CCL's headquarters will provide all of our local groups and volunteers when and if a bill is introduced in Congress. We also hope that this helps you locate the tools in community that will help you plan your own action plan. And then lastly, we do hope that this webinar helps develop your own action plan with designated roles, communication plans, and considerations like capacity building as we go through that tonight. Our agenda is going to be pretty straightforward. Todd's going to first talk about preparing for a bill introduction, what that actually means and looks like. Then we'll talk about what to actually expect from headquarters, when and if that should happen. We'll jump right in from there into talking about what your communication plan looks like and what considerations and questions you'll be asking in developing that. We'll then focus a little bit on volunteer engagement and capacity building on the local level, what's been working, what people would like help with or advice and strategy with. We'll pivot to having some breakout discussions throughout all of this, actually, and then we'll have a chance to really do a recap and a Q&A at the end. So without further ado, I'll get out of the way, Todd. The show is yours, and thank you again for making it on the line tonight, everyone. We're really excited for the webinar.
Thanks, everybody, for joining tonight. As you all very well know, CCL prides itself on being an organization that is prepared. Can you imagine going to a lobby meeting and not having spent hours preparing to be in that lobby meeting? We don't know when a bill will be introduced, but we are darn sure that we will be ready when it is introduced. So therefore, we have to spend every day getting ready. As Mark Reynolds says, our timeline is always today. Since we believe in being prepared, this CCU webinar will focus on helping you to develop a chapter action plan for what your chapter plans to do when a bill is introduced. If you're a group leader, you're going to want to work with the volunteers in your chapter to develop your action plan. You shouldn't do this yourself. You should work with other folks. It's kind of a substantial project. If you're not a group leader, you're going to want to work with your group leader and fellow volunteers to get this chapter action plan put together. One thing we know is that when a bill is introduced, there's going to be a lot of work to do and a flurry of activity. And so we want to approach all that activity in as organized a way as possible so that we can get it all done. And if you have team leaders in your chapter, they will likely want to set goals and track progress toward those goals. So that's one of the things you're going to want to have in your chapter action plan at a very high level. So when a bill is introduced, CCL will provide resources to chapters. And Craig mentioned that there'll be Zoom calls, so everybody knows what's going on. That's one of the resources, and we're going to talk about some others. Knowing a bit about the resources that will be provided by CCL headquarters will help you to know what to put in your chapter's action plan. So you can safely assume that headquarters will schedule Zoom calls to brief all supporters on the specifics of the bill, and of course all supporters, that's everyone on the mailing list, which is tens of thousands of people, will get an email being invited to that first Zoom call where there's a briefing on the bill. And we won't wait until the next scheduled Saturday call. That'll happen right away. The Zoom calls will describe the bill, talking points for us to talk about the bill, what we like about the bill, how to handle questions and potential objections. CCL will distribute templates for press releases, social media presentations, endorsements, flyers, and other materials. And there will very likely be a video so that you can invite your friends, neighbors, and your mom to learn about the bill at a house party or some other venue. The video may also include surprise appearances from some of our favorite CCL friends sharing their excitement. So you might imagine some of our advisors on that video. So let's now that we have kind of a very high level description of what resources we might expect from headquarters, let's talk about your chapter action plan. We've broken it down into three chapters. So as you might have seen in the November action sheet, there was specifically one action on communicating, start writing your chapter action plan. And think about in your chapter action plan, write the chapter of your action plan for how you plan to communicate to volunteers, members of Congress, and the media. You might want to keep your chapter action plan in a Google Doc or a Word document. I like Google Docs myself because you can have lots of people all editing at the same time and you can collaborate on documents real easily in Google Docs. If you like Word documents, that's fine. You might need to use a Google Sheet if you're making lists of, for example, community leaders that you want to reach out to get new endorsements or to reactivate leaders who've signed endorsement letters in the past. So it might be a combination of a Word type document and a spreadsheet type document. And how many people are going to work on this chapter action plan? Is it everybody in your chapter, or is it the group leader and a subset of the volunteers in your chapter? It's really up to the group leader to decide. It could certainly be a number of people in your chapter and the group leader, or it could just be a small team, and that's really up to the group leader. And what is the process? You might want to stay after your monthly meeting to work on it. It's really up to the group leader, when to work on it. You might want to meet for coffee. You might want to have some special meetings between monthly meetings to specifically work on your chapter action plan. So, getting back to the action sheets, I mentioned the November action sheet was the first chapter. The December action sheet was the grassroots and grasstops outreach part of the action plan, chapter two. And the January action sheet, which you may or may not have seen, but you'll probably see by Saturday, is on the topic of capacity building. And we're going to talk about all three of these in more detail. So chapter one, the first chapter of your action plan, is the communications plan that describes how your chapter will announce the bill and engage with everyone in your chapter roster. So that's not just the active members of your chapter. It's really try to engage with everyone on your roster, if you can. How to announce the bill and engage with your members of Congress, and how to engage with the media, print, social, TV, and radio. So let's talk about the first one of those, communicating to volunteers. And here you're going to want to think about how do we maximize the local volunteer attendance at CCL's bill briefing on Zoom. That's that right away phone call that we've talked about. Those are going to be mostly your active volunteers, but you might also make this irresistible so that some of the more inactive volunteers, the ones you don't see as often, join the meeting. So think about, is that going to be an email blast, a text alert, a phone tree? How are you going to get the word out quickly and maximize the attendance on that all-supporter call? And then the next thing to think about is what communications channels will you use to quickly activate the volunteers? And here it's not to get them to join the call, but it's to say, okay, we're executing on our chapter action plan. Let's go. So you really want to mobilize them to take action. And those are the same kind of communication channels. Are you going to send text messages? You can have a phone tree, send emails, use social media. And you're going to probably want to tell your volunteers ahead of time to keep an eye out. So the next thing to think about is, do we have chapter action teams? Do we have teams within our chapter that usually align along the levers of political will? Which of our volunteers will lead the chapter action teams? If we don't already have teams for media, lobbying, grassroots, and grasstops outreach, and what resources will they need to hit the ground running? And then also think about in your chapter action plan, do we have volunteers strong in media, lobbying, and outreach? to lead the teams, the chapter action teams, which you may or may not already have. And if you don't have them, you may want to start thinking now about putting together some chapter action teams, some action teams in your chapter. Or should we ask volunteers to do some of the CCU online training? So as you know, in the learning part of community, there are loads of great instructive videos, and that's a great place to go, and we'll talk more about resources in just a minute. All right, let's talk about communicating to members of Congress. So here's just a side note. Your chapter will want to have your liaison involved in this part if possible. Your liaison may or may not be in another chapter, but you're going to want to coordinate among chapters in your district if you have multiple chapters in your district, and be sure to have the liaison involved in this part of the action plan where you're communicating to your member of Congress. So the thing to think about here in this part of your action plan is, what is our plan to lobby our member of Congress once a bill has been introduced? How will we get lots of volunteers and constituents to show their support for the bill? And then we've got one other note, that one overall goal of your action plan is to show lots of support in the district so that your member of Congress knows that it's safe to be in favor of the bill. So let's look at communicating to the media, and this is the final part of that first chapter. So in this part of your chapter action plan, you're going to want to think about, how will we engage with our editorial boards to pitch the bill as a current event that will interest their readers and get to an editorial endorsement? You're going to want to think about who will write letters to the editor and op-eds, and to which newspapers. And you probably know that there's tools on community that have lists of newspapers in your area that you may or may not have ever heard of. So be sure to take advantage of those terrific tools on community. And then you're also going to want to think in your chapter action plan about, what is our strategy for social media? Do we have the Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, et cetera, accounts that we're going to need to execute on our action plan? And we're also going to want to think about, who will get ready to be interviewed on radio and TV, and who will send interview proposals to all the radio and TV stations in the vicinity. So you've probably seen we have a new action team on community called the Broadcast Media Action Team that specifically focuses on preparing volunteers to be interviewed on radio and TV, and there's some great videos. And finally, if you don't have a media packet recipient in your chapter, other than the group leader, you might want to designate one. You can do that by going, if you're a group leader, you can go to your chapter roster and designate one of your volunteers to be the media packet recipient. This is, so these links won't be useful to you unless you download the slides, but we've just finished covering the first chapter of your chapter action plan, chapter one on communications, and these are some resources that will help you to develop that part of your chapter action plan. And the first one is, of course, organizing your chapter into teams. There's a section on community that describes that in some detail. In-district lobby meetings is described on community. Meeting with editorial boards is described. Preparing to be interviewed on radio and TV, that's that new action team that I described, and it has some terrific videos available. All right, let's go ahead and move on to chapter two of your chapter action plan. Maybe we should call it section two of your chapter action plan. So chapter two is the grassroots and grass tops part of your chapter action plan. This is the part of the plan that describes how your volunteers will announce the bill and get engaged with your neighbors, members of the community, and these are folks who are probably not already on your mailing list. How you're going to announce the bill and engage with other organizations in your vicinity and with local leaders and influencers. So in this part of chapter two, you're going to want to think about how you're going to, about whether you might want to organize parties for viewing the bill video. Remember, I mentioned that there will most likely be a house party video, and you might want to have that at the home of one of your volunteers or at another venue that's bigger in case you get a lot of people to show up. You're going to want to think about, in this part of your action plan, Will we give public presentations at local venues like libraries, colleges, clubs, classes, faith-based organizations to talk about the bill and generate letters of support? And you're going to want to include in this part of your action plan, will we use websites like Nextdoor, Meetup, LinkedIn to ask our neighbors and other members of the community to help us to advocate for the bill? So let's talk about communicating to other organizations. In this part of your action plan, you're going to want to think about who will contact other organizations such as environmental, civic, political, social, professional, faith-based organizations. And do we have a point of contact already, or are we going to need to develop one? Also, what local chapters of national organizations should be on our list of organizations to be sure to talk to? Who might be allies in advocating for the bill. Should we contact the League of Women Voters, the local chapter of the League of Women Voters, the Audubon, the Republican Women Federated? Should we contact the Sierra Club 350? Are there folks there, leaders of those organizations, who we should invite to come with us to lobby meetings? We should think about, will we speak to the leadership of those organizations? What's our plan for contacting them? Should we ask to give a presentation for their group? You know, do we have an existing relationship? Do we have to start a new relationship? Or are we just going after them to seek an endorsement? So these are all questions to think about as you're developing this part of your action plan. And then you're going to want to think about what other local organizations will be good partners in lobbying for bill passage, and who in our chapter, which of the volunteers in our chapter has contacts at those organizations. So let's look at the communicating to local leaders part of this chapter, chapter two. So our goal here is to circle back to all of the local leaders who have signed endorsements and ask them to endorse the bill. So we might have dozens or maybe even 100 local leaders who've already signed endorsement letters. So we're gonna want to circle back to all of those folks and say, hey, a bill has been introduced, and we'd like you to sign, we'd like to ask you respectfully to sign a new endorsement letter. So that should be part of your action plan. You should have a way to do that and generate that list of all the folks who've signed endorsements in the past. You should think about who's going to get the list of all the leader letters that have been signed in our area, and make a plan to go back and ask all of those folks to support the bill. If you have municipal, county, and school board resolutions in your area, you're going to want to think about going back and asking them to draft a new resolution supporting the bill. We think it's going to be easier because now that we have an actual bill, when a bill has been introduced, these endorsers, these community leaders and city councils and county boards of supervisors will have something that they can look at. And at that point, when it's introduced in the future, it'll be live in Congress and they'll be able to look at it. And we think they'll be able to make a decision more easily about whether to endorse it or not. You're going to want to, in your action plan, you're going to want to think about which of the city councils, county boards of supervisors, and state legislators should you contact. We talked about some of that already. You're going to want to think about how will we contact other CEOs of significant companies in the vicinity, faith leaders and executive directors of NGOs who could be potential allies and might come with you to lobby meetings or sign endorsement letters. So these are some additional resources. If you want to click on these links, you're going to need to download the slides. And again, these are terrific resources that are in community. And these topics are covered in a lot of detail, and these topics are all related to chapter two of your chapter action plan. So let's go into the final chapter of your action plan, and this has to do with capacity building. And in this chapter, your plan might describe how you will ensure that you have enough engaged and activated volunteers to do all the advocacy work that is described in chapters one and two of your action plan. So you may want to include actions for recruiting energetic volunteers if you don't already have enough volunteers in your chapter to get all the actions done that are in your action plan. You might want to think about recruiting some new volunteers. And again, there's going to be a flurry of activity, so there'll be a lot of things going on at once. If you don't already have a team structure in your chapter, we've talked about this a little bit already. You might want to think about adopting a team structure as you get new volunteers and you have more capacity to do things in your chapter. And you're going to want to think about training and engaging the volunteers in your chapter who are activated and energetic. So let's go over the first one of those. This is recruiting new energetic volunteers to join your chapter. So in this part of your action plan, you're going to want to think about how will we invite new volunteers to help us to execute our chapter action plan. You're going to want to think about, should we recruit new volunteers online? Should we go through friends? Should we invite our coworkers? Should we invite our family members? Should we invite folks from clubs and other organizations that we're engaged with? Should we go to like-minded organizations that we think are going to be good allies in advocating for the bill? And you're going to want to think about who will quickly orient and onboard any new volunteers that do join your team, and what is the process for getting them onboarded. So we've talked about this a couple times already, but and I keep coming back to this about having a team structure, and we've heard from some people already that they don't have enough volunteers in their chapter to have a team structure. But when a bill is introduced, it could very well be that you might get some new volunteers, some new energy in your chapter, and at that point it might make sense to have one or two teams in your chapter that are aligned along the levers of political will. So if you don't already have a chapter, should you, you know, which teams within your chapter should you get started? And if you do have new teams in your chapter, who's going to manage the teams and who's going to ask them for goals and target completion dates and then check progress on those new teams that you have in your chapter? So the final part of chapter three is training and engaging your volunteers. So as you know, CCL has is strong in this area, training and engaging volunteers. In your chapter action plan, you're going to want to think about, once we have new volunteers that are up to speed on CCL, or at least have, you know, been onboarded and have some orientation, how are we going to train them to do the media, the grassroots outreach, the grass tops outreach, and the lobbying actions? Are we going to point them at CCU videos? Are we going to have them read documents? And we talked earlier about the best way to engage with volunteers is to give them responsibility and give them something to work on. You're going to want to think about, for this part of your action plan, if our chapter is already good at pulling, for example, the media lever of political will, and we want to expand that capacity to pull the media lever, should we train new volunteers to do that? Or maybe we already have enough volunteers pulling the media lever and we should expand what our chapter is good at, and we should work on some of the other levers of political will. So you might want to train, in that case, you might want to train new volunteers who are coming on board in the outreach, grass tops or grassroots outreach or lobbying or meet. All right, so that's all I'll say about that one. So let's go on and have a little more discussion about this, about the final chapter of our action plan. This is the capacity building part of your action plan. All right, we're down to our last 5 minutes, so we'd better wrap this up. So we've mentioned this document a couple of times during the call, and this is a terrific new resource on community that's only just gone live in less than last month. It's the new CCL Guide to Transformational Organizing, and there's a 2-page version and a 12-page version, and it's all focused on volunteer engagement. So if you're having some difficulty either getting volunteers engaged or keeping them engaged, I'd take a quick look at this document. It's full of tips and tricks.
I'll just say that that document was a product of a lot of people's efforts, including all of the RCs, like Bill and Abaya on the line here tonight, and Ricky and Madeline, and it definitely draws heavily from one of our advisory board members, Dr. Hari Han. And if you see something that you like and you don't like, you've got questions, feel free to make sure to give us an email on that too tonight. But for the sake of us being at the top of the hour here, here is the contact slide. I think most people know how to get a hold of Todd. It's Todd at Citizens Climate. If you have feedback on CCUs overall or a lesson that you'd really like to see coming up, my email's there too. It's just brett@citizensclimate.org from the recent fundraising campaign. So I'll just read it really quick. If anyone hasn't had a chance to do that yet, going back to see all the comments that people left during the year-end appeal, I think is hugely inspirational. And this is one that really spoke to me. And this donor said, CCE is on the leading edge of engaging citizen participation in our government and enabling our members of Congress to work together across party lines. The only legislation that lasts is bipartisan, and CCE's work makes better citizens and better government and is moving towards solutions to solve our climate crisis. And that's all happening because of you. So thank you for being on the line tonight. We really hope this is a helpful lesson. And keep up the wonderful work out there, everyone. Have a great beginning of the new year.
Thanks, Todd and Brett.